Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast over the radio or on the internet, then know that it's not an accident. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans, He has purposes, and He's pursuing those plans with you this very day. So understand this. He's got your attention, so stay with it and listen to for the reason of why He's got you tuned in. For those of you who have never been saved before, you have a space inside of you that can only be filled by the one true and living God, and that emptiness always will keep you looking for the correct answer. And, you know, God will see to it. When you seek after the truth, it won't be long. And if you're sincere in that, you'll end up at the foot of the cross, because God's desire is that none should perish and all should come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. And He has plans for you, and He has purposes to pursue with you. You were created for a specific reason, and He's going to go forward with you and present unto you that reason, that purpose that you were created for, and you will live in the victory that He purchased for you at the cross, where in which all the promises of God are yes and amen in the Anointed One Jesus, and in His anointing, and that same anointing that is upon Him is available to you to remove the burdens and destroy the yokes of bondage that have held you captive all your life. There's a very real enemy out there who's come to kill, steal, and destroy. He operates in a realm of the spirit where you can't see him easily with your eyes, but you can see his results everywhere you go, and he uses people who don't believe in him or worship some other benign so-called benefactor that they think they're worshiping when it turns out to be in reality they're worshiping Satan himself. And again, he's come to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus, on the other hand, has come so that you might have life, and that more abundantly. So be happy that you've tuned in. So how do you contact us here at the ministry? You can do so in one of several ways. Go to tbhm.org, touchedbyhimministries.org, or go to touchedbyhim.org, either one, tbhm.org or touchedbyhim.org, and then put that into your browser's web address, and it'll take you to our website. So Touched by Him Ministries will come up. Proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ is what we do, and at the bottom of the homepage on the left-hand side, you'll see our mailing address, our phone number, and our email. You can write us, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. Again, that's Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. You can call us, 970-314-4077. If you're calling us and you get voicemail, leave your message. Why are you calling? You know, if you want us to pray for you, also leave your prayer request, you know, so we can start praying for you immediately, even before we get back in contact with you. If you want us to get back in contact with you when you call, tell us that and give us a way in which we can do that, and we'll stay after it until we do. Also, you can email us, pray with me at touchedbyhim.org. pray with me at touchedbyhim.org. Also, on our webpage, there is a page called the media page. We only purchase 30 minutes of airtime. If you are listening to us over the radio, we only purchase 30 minutes of airtime. So most times we have to break into that message and do a closing for the radio listening audience. But you can always go out immediately to our website at tbhm.org and click on the media page. And on that media page, you'll see this current week's radio broadcast, 5/25/2025. And you can see the previous week's, multiple weeks' radio broadcast. And you can stream these going down the internet on the highway in your car or from your listening device, whether it be a smartphone, a tablet, a computer. You can listen to our radio broadcast, and it's always a good idea to do that, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith is a spiritual force, which most people don't even know about. Most Christians don't even understand true faith, and that is part of the objective of this ministry, is to teach you faith, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And when you receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it's not because he appeared before you and says, you know, come to me, my son. He's told you with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And there's plenty of examples that he is who he says he is, and he can accomplish his every declaration, which he does. His word doesn't come back void. It goes out and accomplishes what he intended for it to accomplish. And Jesus is the Word of God. You know, the Word became flesh. He dwelt among us. It says in the book of John, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And nothing that was made without the Word of God. And then if you go on down to verse 14 of that first chapter of John, the Word became flesh, dwelt among us. And then he went to the cross to pay a price for us that we couldn't pay for ourselves, to restore us back in right relationship with our Father God in heaven, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the precious Holy Spirit. He's there with us also to lead us and guide us into all truth on a daily basis. He's come that you might have life and have that more abundantly. So if you go to our website and you click on the media page, you can re-listen to those broadcasts there. Also, there is a page called the Prayer of Salvation. Just click on that page if you've never been born again. Unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And there's no other way to God except through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if you pray that prayer on the for those of you who aren't born again but want to get right with God and get going forward with God as he witnesses to you and verifies through you, the Holy Spirit's out there ringing for you unborn again people. He's out there ringing your spiritual bell right now with the which is the Holy Spirit. I call him the spiritual ball peen hammer. He's ringing your bell telling you that you need Jesus. And then so when you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you invite him into your life, recognizing Jesus as Lord and knowing that he died for you on the cross, and that he died, was buried, then rose again from the dead on the third day. And when you state that out loud, and then you repent, turn away from all your sins, and thank him for forgiving you of them, you now open the door of your life to receive him as your personal Lord and Savior. And then when you invite him into your life, you say, come into my heart, help me to make my life pleasing to my Father God. I'll confess you before others, and from this moment forth will honor you with my life. Lord, I'm also asking you to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, rise up within me as I praise God. I fully expect to speak with other tongues as you give me utterance. And I do all this in Jesus' name. Amen. That word amen is an English word that never got translated from the Greek. It means so be it. So it's a done deal. And when you're sincere with God and you mean business with God to the best of your ability, he knows you. He knows the number of hairs on your head. He knows you before you first knew him. He'll know you're sincere in it, and he'll come to you. He'll come into your life, and you can begin your right relationship with him. And then, so if you just are born again believer for just the first time from listening to this broadcast, you know, let me be the first to welcome you to the kingdom of God and go out and tell someone that you just received Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and are now born again. And if you don't have someone in your life who you can tell that will understand, then tell us here at the ministry. Touched by Him Ministries. Jesus said, if you confess me before others, then I will confess you before my fathers. And the confession that you said, the prayer of salvation by telling someone, seals the deal. Angels are now rejoicing in heaven, even over one lost person who now has said the prayer. And again, let me be the first to welcome you to the kingdom of God. So now start to disciple yourself. Believe God for a Bible. Begin to study His word. Mutter it, which means just say it out loud enough so your own ears can hear it with your own ears. And as you do this, His word will begin to go forth before you. It will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. So get involved with a church that teaches from the Bible and will help you to move forward in your life with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. And feel free to contact us here at the ministry with any questions that you might have. Leave your name, number, say, I just said the sinner's prayer with Brother Brad over the radio or over the internet broadcast. And I need help in getting going with my new life, with my new beginning in Christ Jesus. And we'll help you get started, you know. That's what we're here for, to do at the ministry. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. So, anyway, we're now into the last, this is the last week, Sunday of the month of May. We're coming into that the Memorial Day weekend and the celebration that's going on right now. You know, we've been going over this whole concept of embracing the awe of God, you know, because we're living in the season of the lion's roar. And this roar will release the much needed holy reverential awe of God, which is the holy fear of Almighty God. In Amos 3:8, he says, the lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? That's his prophet Amos right now. God doesn't do anything without telling it to his prophets first, and he is doing his part on this earth, as he told us what we were coming into in this time was a season where he will begin the outpouring of his spirit on all flesh, you know, and he's pouring out his Holy Spirit on all flesh everywhere throughout the entire world, and that process is not going to stop now until the entire earth is filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And that outpouring is now underway. People are starting to recognize it. And that's the roar of the lion, which has released that much needed holy reverential awe of God, which is holy fear of Almighty God. Deep, earnest, reverent respect for who He is, what He's done, that your every breath depends upon Him. Your every batting of the eye depends on Him. Nothing goes on in your life that doesn't depend on Him. And He's going forward with you in this time of great victory. He's preparing the whole earth, because the earth and all that is in it is the Lord's. And He's now preparing the whole earth to become glorious. You know, it's that season that he's talked about, he mentioned it in the book of Isaiah, going forward. I've quoted it many times. If you go to Isaiah chapter 60, you know, it says, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is arisen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and His glory shall be seen upon you. And the non-believers, the Gentiles of the world, shall come to your light that's shining through you, and kings to the brightness of your rising, as you go forward with that holy light that is upon you. And the wisdom of God will release to us the word of God and the walk of God, embracing the awe of God as you become more and more aware of us and you stay humble about this in your life. So get ready. God is doing a great and mighty thing in this day and in this age. If you see what's happening in the world just through our own President Trump, whether you want to admit it or not, great peace is going everywhere. I always think of that scripture. out of Isaiah. And Isaiah chapter 9, it says, we say this a lot at Christmas time, but here it is, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government of the whole entire earth will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So the peace movement that's going out throughout this entire world right now, the desire of nations to come together in peace and to stop this fighting. One of the signs that you'll know that this is God doing his part in this peace movement is when that Ukraine-Russian war comes to an end and to a halt. God is coming into a season where he's going to stop it all. The Prince of Peace is doing his part in this whole thing. President Trump is one of his instruments in bringing this about. But of the increase of his government and peace, as prophesied, there will be no end. And so we're in this season that we're coming into of peace. Great prosperity is going to abound, you know. And so just witness it and watch it and recognize it for what it is. God is out there pouring out his spirit on all flesh. The one reason is because his desire still remains the same, that none should perish and all should come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. But also, he's pouring out his spirit on all flesh because the earth and all that is in it is the Lord's. And, you know, he will, and he is a God of order, and he is a God of judgment and justice. And right now, this time, going forward, even forever, he's out there to perform all these promises, which in Christ are all yes and amen to the lost and dying world. One more time, again, as I said earlier, his desire remains the same, that none should perish and all should come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. So in this great tumult, this great shaking that's going on right now, and this seeming conflict with, you know, the way the media reports it, if you're getting your mainstream news from ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, you're being deceived, and they're doing it purposely from you. They even hid from you the in cooperation with the with the party in charge at that time, the dementia that was going on with our president, Joe Biden. But you know, all that's being uncovered because his truth is marching on. So the pathway to obtaining and maintaining peace in this time of great chaos is to keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all, that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. So keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all, that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. That's Proverbs 4 and verse 23 out of the Amplified Classic of Amplified Classic edition of the Bible, translation of the Bible. So, and it's the pure in heart people who see God. If you go to Matthew 5 and verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And the writer of the book of Hebrews, again, admonishes us, all of us believers, to actively seek and powerfully pursue purity and holiness if we're going to see and behold the Lord. He tells us in Hebrews 12, verse 14, out of the New King James Version, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. So this is no time to be double-minded, people. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly without reproaching or fault-finding, and it will be given him. Only it must be in faith that he asks, with no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting. For the one who wavers, hesitates, doubts, is like the billowing surge out at sea, and that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. For truly, let not such a person imagine that he will receive anything if he asks for from the Lord. For being as he is a man of two minds, hesitating, dubious, irresolute, he is unstable and unreliable and uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, and decides. So that's James 1, 5 verses, or James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, out of the Amplified Classic. So, attempting to live in sin while seeking to portray yourself as a true and upright Christian is not being single-minded, it's double-mindedness. So, have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint or grow weary. There is no search of his understanding. He gives power to the faint and weary, and to him who has no might, he increases strength, causing it to multiply and making it to abound. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and selected young men shall feebly stumble and fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift up their wings and mount up close to God as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. So don't, you know, or this is how you become being single-minded. Isaiah 40, that's 28 through 31. So these should be days of mounting up and soaring higher and higher in the ways of God. You know, there's a tremendous uplift going on right now. Personally, for the Christian believer out there, you're seeing God do things throughout the entire world. You're hearing reports daily now that things are being turned around. He is a God of justice. He is a God of judgment. Judgment's come for the wicked and the evildoer, and their day is up, you know. And if they don't, and for those of you who are wicked and evil doing and don't see what's happening to the top of people coming to judgment right now publicly, everything that's been hidden is being brought out into the light right now. And if you can sin doing your ways, you're going to go to that same judgment. And don't let it happen. You know, change, repent, turn away from your sin and go forward. Make that 180 degree turn and start living for Christ. You know, he is your judge, and ultimately you will stand before him. And all for the Christian believers out there right now, it's so important to remain humble before him, because you know who he is and what he's capable of. So these are the days of mounting up and soaring higher and higher in the ways of God. So now is time to renew your strength and be empowered by a fresh touch and anointing of God's Spirit. So you will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you, because he commits himself to you, leans on you, and hopes confidently in you. So trust in the Lord. Commit yourself to him. Lean on him. Hope confidently in him forever. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages. And that's Isaiah 26, 3 and 4 out of the Amplified. And, you know, you'll see times of trouble and chaos upon this earth right now. And you have seen it over the last decade of your life. Yet amid all this, in Jesus and by Jesus, we have peace and confidence. Notice how the Message Bible states this fact out of Luke 21, 25 and 26. It will seem like an all hell has broken loose. Sun, moon, stars, earth, sea in an uproar, and everyone all over the world in a panic. The wind knocked out of them by the threat of doom. The powers that be quaking. But then he comes forward, and Paul tells us in Philippians, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers. Let God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life, summing it all up. Friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. That's Philippians 4, verses 6 through 8 out of the Message translation. So keep your heart clean. Guard your thoughts and minds and keep them pure, and watch what it is that you watch. When you watch the streaming television that's going on right now through Amazon Prime or Netflix or whatever stations that you watch or services you apply to, Apple TV, YouTube TV, you know, understand that is twisting you and turning your mind away from where you are going, but God, or from where God is trying to take you right now. So focus on Him. Stay tuned and in tune with Him, because He is for you, and He's making the way where He is, where there is no way. He is the way maker, and He shows you through this. So as you guard your heart with all diligence going forward here, out of it flow the issues of life, and you're going to have great success in this time when there is great tumult. And it's never been more important for you to make your stand with God, because He's for you. And when God is for you, who or what can be against you? And there's a, you know, there's a great unraveling that's going on right now. I tell you, God's doing an amazing thing in the world and in the earth right now. And you're watching all the divisions that go on in the world of Islam right now. They are coming together for the most part. There's still that of what's happening with Iran, but even Iran's experiencing an unraveling right now. Those turbans that they wear, the Ayatollah and those that wear the turbans at the top in Iran, their turbans are coming undone, and things that were hidden under those turbans are being revealed. And, you know, they're losing their place in the world and their power in this world, because God has a heart for the Iranian people who really seek after truth, and they're going to find Him. And again, it's through Jesus Christ, who is the way, who is the truth, who is the life, that they're coming to this saving grace and knowledge. People hunger and thirst after righteousness, and anybody who does and is sincere about it, they shall be fulfilled. And even though there's been thousands of years of deceit and lying going on, God is making His way into the to the Muslim world like never before, and into all the different false religions of this world. He's reaching out to everybody. He's come so that you might have life and have that more abundantly. Blessed be His holy name right now and going forward. So walk in the wisdom of God. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and know that in the anointed one Jesus and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.